Britain.
B&O visas. A home, not a haven. Life is not easy for immigrants coming to Britain from Hong Kong.
When Alex Mack was asked to swear an oath of loyalty to Hong Kong's government in 2020, he decided to leave. The 37-year-old civil servant had taken part in street protests the year before when some 2 million Hong Kongers had demonstrated against a proposed law enabling extradition to mainland China. Since then, life in Hong Kong had become even more suffocating, he said. In 2021, he got his opportunity and moved to Britain under a visa scheme open to Hong Kongers that year. Like most of the 200,000 or so newcomers to have arrived under this scheme, he is highly educated and speaks excellent English. Yet integration has not been easy. After Hong Kong returned to Chinese rule in 1997, Britain took a hands-off approach to its former colony. That changed in June 2020 when the Chinese government imposed a national security law in Hong Kong that Britain deemed a violation of the handover deal. The Conservative government opened a bespoke immigration route whereby some 5.4 million of the territory's 7.5 million people were eligible to apply for a British Nationals Overseas or BNO visa that offered a path to citizenship. The scheme was pricey enough to limit the numbers. A five-year visa cost nearly £20,000, that's $25,000, for a couple with one child, and gives émigrés no recourse, at least in normal circumstances, to welfare benefits or other public funds. Even so, more Hong Kongers have settled in Britain on humanitarian visas since 2021 than any other nationality, including Ukrainians. The fact that most left for political rather than economic reasons makes this group distinctive. They are older, wealthier, and more highly skilled than the average immigrant to Britain. Unusually, around half of them have school-aged children, and 99% of them plan to stay, a far higher share than for migrants from elsewhere, according to the Welcoming Committee for Hong Kongers, a non-profit organisation. These traits mean that Hong Kongers behave differently from other new immigrants. When choosing a place for their entire family to settle permanently, most prioritise affordable housing. Over 40% have already bought a property, good schools and low crime rates. In 2021, less than 40% of Hong Kongers lived in London and the South East, compared with half of Britain's foreign-born population overall. Outside the South East, Hong Kongers are more dispersed than many other groups. Unfortunately, that also leaves lots of them farther away from the biggest pools of jobs. Nearly 60% of BNO arrivals have a bachelor's degree or higher, compared with 34% of Britain's population overall. Yet only half of Hong Kongers aged 25 to 64 are employed, compared with three-quarters of this age group overall, and only a third are working full-time. Other foreign-born adults with degrees cleave closer to the national average. For some Hong Kongers, this is a choice. They want to settle the family first, say, or they have already retired. Some do so at 55 in Hong Kong. But others find the labour market in Britain tough to navigate, says Heather Rolfe of British Future, a think tank. That is partly because, unlike those who move under immigrant worker schemes, Hong Kongers typically arrive without a job offer. In parts of Britain where immigrants are scarce, some employers are reluctant to recognise experience or qualifications gained elsewhere. Most Hong Kongers cannot drive, which may also limit their job opportunities. Politics continues to haunt the community. Some are vocal about what is happening in the territory. Priscilla So and Brian Hung, who arrived in Britain in 2022, say they feel a responsibility to explain why they left Hong Kong and why friends of theirs are in jail there. Their bar in Manchester is called Harcourt, after the road in Hong Kong where the biggest pro-democracy protests occurred. They and many others who speak up for Hong Kong in Britain say they cannot return even for a visit for fear of being detained. In November 2023, a Hong Kong student was sentenced to 2 months in jail for 13 social media posts advocating independence, written while studying in Japan. Another group takes a more discreet approach. One man says he never talks about Hong Kong in public because he wants his children to be able to visit his parents. Others say they fear reprisals for relatives left behind if they are deemed critical of the territory's government. Some Hong Kongers are anxious about their safety even on British soil, says Benedict Rogers of Hong Kong Watch, a monitoring group. This fear was exacerbated in July 2023 when Hong Kong's National Security Police put a $1 million Hong Kong dollar, that's $128,000 American dollars, bounty on information leading to the arrest of 8 democracy activists, 3 of them based in Britain. One of them, Finn Lau, says he has been followed and attacked since arriving in the country in what he claims was a politically motivated assault. Both groups are united by fear of what may happen next in Hong Kong. In March, the territory's government passed national security legislation known as Article 23, which is even more draconian than the Beijing-imposed law. Some predict a new exodus from Hong Kong. Life in Britain may not be easy, socially or financially, but Mr. Mack, who now runs Trafford Hong Kongers, a charity in Manchester, but has to supplement his income with pub shifts, expresses only gratitude for the opportunity to be a pioneer. "I can show my face, I can speak," he says. "I am taking part in the history of my generation."